CD5.
In the dark, Knight of the Hood, stunned and bleeding, Moist shuffled forward, arms outstretched. His hands found the door and ran across it in a vain search for the slot. Eventually, they found it a foot above the ground. Okay, ram a damn letter in there and get this stupid pantomime over with. But it wasn't a game. This wasn't one of those events where everyone knew that old Harry just had to mouth the right words to be the latest member of the Loyal Order of Chair Stuffers. There were people out there taking it seriously. Well, he just had to post a letter through a slot, didn't he? How hard could that... Hold on. Wasn't one of the men who'd led him down here missing the tips of his fingers on one hand? Suddenly, Moist was angry. It even sheared through the pain from his chin. He didn't have to do this. At least, he didn't have to do it like this. It would be a poor lookout if he wasn't a better player of Les Buggerisibles than this bunch of old fools. He straightened up, stifling a groan, and pulled off the hood. There was still darkness all around him, but it was punctuated by the glow from the doors of a dozen or so dark lanterns.
"Here! He's taken the hood off!"
someone shouted. "The unfranked man may choose to remain in darkness," said Moist. "But the postman loves the light." He pitched the voice right. It was the key to a thousand frauds. You had to sound right, sound like you knew what you were doing, sound like you were in charge. And, while he'd spoken gibberish, it was authentic gibberish. The door of a lantern opened a little wider, and a plaintive voice said,
"Yeah, I can't find that in the book. Where's he supposed to say that?"
You had to move quickly, too. Moist wrapped the hood around his hand and levered up the flap of the letterbox. With his other hand, he grabbed a random letter out of the bag, flicked it through the slot, and then pulled his makeshift glove away. It ripped as though cut by shears.
"Postman, what is the third oath?"
shouted Groat triumphantly.
"All together, lads. Struth, what do they make these flaps out of? Razor blades?"
There was a resentful silence.
"He never had his hood on,"
muttered a robed figure.
"Yes, he did. He wrapped it around his hand. Tell me where it says he can't do that," screamed Groat. "I told you, he's the one we've all been waiting for."
"There's still a final test," said the worshipful master.
"What final test are you going on about, George Aggie? He delivered the mail," Groat protested. "Lord Veterinari appointed him postmaster, and he's walked the walk."
"Veterinari? He's only been around 5 minutes. Who's he to say who's postmaster? Was his father a postman? No, or his grandfather? Look at the men he's been sending. You said they were sneaky devils who didn't have a drop of post office ink in their blood."
"I think this one might be able to..."
Groat began. "He can take the ultimate test," said the worshipful master sternly. "You know what that is."
"It'll be murder," said Groat. "You can't..."
"I ain't telling you again, young Tully. You just shut your mouth."
"Well, Mr. Postmaster, will you face the postman's greatest challenge? Will your face..."
The voice paused for effect, and just in case there might be a few bars of portentous music.
"The enemy at the gate! Face it, and o'ercome it, if you demand it," said Moist.
The fool had called him postmaster. It was working. Sound as if you're in charge, and they start to believe it. Oh, and "or" had been a good touch, too.
"We do! Oh, yes, we do!" chorused the robed postman.
Groat, a bearded shadow in the gloom, took Moist's hand and, to his amazement, shook it.
"Sorry about this, Mr. Lipvig," he said. "Didn't expect this at all. They're cheating, but you'll be fine. You just rely on Senior Postman Groat, sir."
He drew his hand away, and Moist felt something small and cold in his palm. He closed his fist over it. Didn't expect it at all.
"Right, Postmaster," said the worshipful master. "This is a simple test. All you have to do right is still be standing here on your feet in 1 minute's time, all right? Run for it, lads!"
There was a swishing of robes and scurrying of feet, and a distant door slammed. Moist was left standing in silent, pigeon-smelling gloom. What other test could there be? He tried to remember all the words on the front of the building. Trolls? Dragons? Green things with teeth? He opened his hand to see what it was that Groat had slipped him. It looked very much like a whistle. Somewhere in the darkness a door opened and shut again. It was followed by the distant sound of paws moving purposefully. Dogs. Moist turned.